You mentioned animals, and I know everyone's going to ask me when I leave here, where are all the animals? I said in the opening, I expected chimps to be jumping all over the living room, and I didn't see any. Where's Bubbles?
Well, the animals are everywhere. Uh-huh. They're in their habitats. They're all over the ranch.
Uh-huh.
And they come out in the daytime, and they play, and they jump around. They have their own playground and area.
Why were you so fascinated by animals, do you think?
Because I find in animals the same thing that I find so wonderful in children, that purity, that honesty, where they don't judge you, they don't want anything from you, just to be your friend. And I think that's so sweet.
I do too. I think we've cleared up all the rumors, though. There are no chimps running around the house, no oxygen tank in the house. I don't know. Are you going to lay off the crotch a little bit?
Ask the music.
Will he lay off the crotch? Oh, we didn't get about the inauguration. Did you tell President Clinton that you had to be the only person there singing?
That is horrible. That is the stupidest, craziest story I have ever heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would I just want me? Nobody else could be on the show, just me. I mean, that's so stupid to me. I mean, it's crazy. That's not even in my heart. Mm-hmm. I would never say anything like that. Again, somebody made it up and the whole world believed it. It's so false. It's incredible.
What do you want most? What do you want the world to know about you most? I ask Liz that of you. What do you want them to know?
Like to be remembered for?
Well, not be remembered for. What about known for now? Forget remembered.
Oh, known for now. That's to be an artist, a great artist. I love what I do, and I would love people to love what I do. And to be loved, I just simply want to be loved wherever I go, all over the world, because I love people of all races from my heart with true affection.
Mm. You know, Gene Siskel, who's a movie critic, asked me this question once, and I love the question. I'm going to ask you. You're 34 years old. What do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure?
What do you know for sure?
Oh, boy. I'm still learning. I mean, life is an education for me. I can't say I know anything for sure.
Well,
I really believe that.
I can't thank you enough for letting us in. And I wish you all the happiness in the world. I love being here because it makes me feel like a child again. And one of the things I promised myself was when this interview was over, live around the world, I was going to go get on that Ferris wheel. That is exactly what I intend to do. I'm going to take off my blue shoes, and I'm going to ride on the Ferris wheel. I'm going to have a good time, have myself a little popcorn maybe. And maybe when it's all over, you'll teach me how to do the moonwalk when everybody's not watching. Maybe that'll be
good. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. This was fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah.